My name is Cristina Del Castillo, Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders of Fluidra. Today's presentation, and as is normal, will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, the Executive Chairman, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, the Corporate General Manager. You'll be able to follow this through your devices, and in case you want to ask a question, you should send your questions through the chat lid that appears in the bottom of your screens. You can send from now on all of your questions, thus we'll be able to manage them, and we will answer them as soon as the speakers end their presentations. All of the documents will be available in our webpage, fluidra.com, under the Shareholders and Investors lid, under the periodical public information. It has also been sent this morning to the Stock Exchange Authority. This multi-conference will be available in our webpage from this afternoon on. Let's start the presentation. Mr. Eloy Planes has the floor.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to Fluidra's results presentation for the first quarter of 2018. The first quarter's figures must be analyzed with a certain perspective because we're starting the campaign in the Northern Hemisphere. The sales in March, April, and May, depending on the weather and Easter, may actually be advanced or delayed. As you can observe on page three, this quarter's figures have had the strong impact of the currency's evolution. Additionally, the cold weather in the global Northern Hemisphere has delayed the start of the campaign, especially in Northern Europe. The fact is that the general dynamics of markets is a very positive one. Our customers keep a good drive, and the campaign's prospects are very, very good. In fact, the provisional figures we have for April show this trend. During our presentation, we will dwell on some greater details. The sales in March are of 181 million euros, which implies a growth of 2.1% under constant currency and perimeter. As we explain further down, the Southern European markets show a growth rate of 8% under a constant perimeter. It is the currency impact, together with the evolution of markets in Northern Europe and the strong implementation of projects in Asia, which shows the reason why we show a decrease of 1.2% in sales. The provisional sales figures, which we have for this month of April, show growth rates above 8%, and we see that all European markets are behaving with consistent growth rates. As I was mentioning, the market's drive is a very positive one, and we see no structural changes. Given the evolution of the markets in the south of Europe, both in March and April, and the figures in April in all geographies, we foresee a very good campaign. Our expectations are still well aligned with the guidance we shared with all of you last February. Bearing in mind the moment the company is going through in the implementation of our merger with Zodiac, we think that for a greater transparency and to help us understand the real evolution of the businesses, we must give you information about the recurrent results, excluding income or extraordinary costs that are basically related to the capital gain due to the sale of ETH in the figures for 2017 and any expenses associated to the merger process with Zodiac in 2018. The good evolution of our gross margin, as you will see later, and the good control of the expense have allowed us that, in spite of a small decrease in sales, the results have been kept. As you can see on page number three, the company's recurrent EBITDA is 18.4 million euro, and the recurrent net result has reached 4.6 million euro, which implies a growth rate of more than 40% compared to the same period last year. The net financial debt has been kept at 212.6 million euros, and the net working capital shows our stock investment waiting for a campaign that we expect to show a growth rate of between 5%-7%. The good management during this quarter, both in terms of margins and expenses, place us in a good position to look ahead because they assure a good evolution of the results as the volumes will be recovered. Before giving the floor to Xavier, who will get into greater detail in the analysis of the results, I'd like to talk to you about where we find ourselves with regards to the merger with Zodia, which we announced last 3rd of November. It is a unique operation from a strategic and a rational and industrial rational point of view. The complementarity of the businesses of both companies in terms of geographic coverage, product and brand portfolio is truly exceptional. The market structure, the dynamics of both companies gaining market share, and the synergies analysis allowed us to share with the market some expectations for 2020 that we expect in the next few months. We expect annual growth rates at a constant currency of between 7% and 7%, with an improvement in the EBITDA profitability that should place the combined company at about 21%, relocating the debt below twice EBITDA in 2020. The merger process continues, and we expect, as we announced, to close the operation before the end of the first half year. In this sense, we have been taking some steps. In February, the extraordinary shareholders meeting approved the merger, and at the same time, the rating agencies Standard & Poor's and Moody's gave us a BB, BB and Ba3 rating respectively. In March, we refinanced the debt for the new company, taking advantage of the good market conditions. And as of today, we have already obtained the approval by the competition authorities in different constituencies, and we are on the way to having the approval of the operation in the rest. From an operational point of view, we have set up different task forces who work non-stop for the integration of both companies and in the planning of the synergies capture, both in terms of sales and costs. As I've mentioned, both in terms of goals and in terms of timing for the operations closing, everything is running as planned, and our expectations, as we already shared with you, is that we will carry out the operations closing during the second quarter. The merger with Zodiac sets a before and an after in our company. Throughout our history, we have worked in a constant way to turn Fluidra into the global leader in the pool industry, and this operation places us as a point of reference in all world markets, and it turns us into a larger company, a more efficient one, and a more profitable one. This is our commitment with the company, with our shareholders, and with our clients. And now I'm going to give the floor to Xavier Tintoret, who will explain in greater detail all of the data about the first quarter 2018.
Thank you, Louis.
Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation about the first quarter's results. And as is traditional, I will show you the organic and total data for many items. We will exclude 2 months from the activity at ATH, the divestiture we carried out in the first quarter of 2017, and the Piscine Laghetto activity, the above-ground pool manufacturer from Italy, which we acquired in July last year, and some other small acquisitions. And as Aloy has just mentioned, from now on, we will separate the expenses associated to the Zodiac operation in order to ease your understanding of our company's recurrent business. Let's now analyze on page number 5 the evolution of the main lines in our P&L account. The sales figure decreased by 1.2%. And if we exclude foreign currency, it would imply a decrease of 2.3%. And if we adjusted it according to foreign currency and perimeter change, it would be 2.1%. Given that the business volume of the acquisitions and divestitures are practically compensated. The lower growth rate is explained by a certain delay in the start of the campaign associated to a colder and rainy weather compared to the previous year, and also the change in Easter days from the second to the first quarter in 2018. So from that point of view, and as a point of reference, the annual sales growth rate in 2018 compared to 2016, both had Easter during the first quarter, is of 7.5%. The gross margin reached 52.6%, and it is 90 basis points above the previous financial year. And we would like to highlight two positive factors. The first one is the sales price management, and the second one is the mix associated to a lower sales volume for commercial pool projects in Southeast Asia. These two positive factors have more than compensated for the increase in raw materials and commodities. The operational expenses before provisions and amortizations have reached 76.6 million, with a growth rate of 1.7%. This item excludes the expenses and non-recurrent income associated to Zodiac during that financial year. Given the significant amount of this type of expenses and also the recurrency in time, we have included in this slide an item that breakdowns this data in order to ease both the understanding of the business evolution without these factors, as well as a follow-up of these non-recurrent expenses, which, as you will remember, include both the ones needed to close the transaction with Zodiac and those needed to capture the 35 million in terms of synergies. During the quarter, these expenses reached 2.7 million euro. In 2017, this item just reflects the capital gain associated to the divestiture at ATH for 1.2 million euro. Now, provisions for bad debt reached 0.3 million euro, with reductions in Australia and Europe mainly. EBITDA has been kept constant at 18.4 million euro, in spite of the lower sales volume, thanks to the improvement in our margin and the provisions, as well as our control of the OpEx. The financial result is basically the same one, and the tax rate reached 35% during the quarter, slightly above the one in the previous year, given the mix of results according to different countries. The recurrent net result has reached 4.6 million euro, 1.3 million euro above the previous year. This implies more than a 40% increase, thanks to a lower volume of depreciation and a lower impact of the minorities. At the end of the page, we have included information about EBITDA and the reported net result in order to ease the reconciliation with the financial statements. On page number six, you can observe the sales evolution by geographic area. Spain continues with a good trend, just like the previous year, with a growth rate at constant perimeter of 7.4%. The south of Europe keeps on advancing favorably, with a growth rate of 12.6%, and about 5 points are due to the change, perimeter change, due to Laghetto mainly, and the rest is a good organic evolution, with important raises in Portugal and Italy mainly. The north and center of Europe have a decrease of sales of 4.8%, which, under constant currency and perimeter, is -3.9%, situation caused by the late start of the campaign associated to the bad weather and to the Easter holidays date. Eastern Europe grows by 8.5% under constant currency, thanks to the good performance of Bulgaria and the Czech Republic mainly. On the other hand, the evolution of Asia and Australia has had a strong impact, has a strong impact because of the foreign currency, given that under constant currency, the decrease is of 3.4%. This reduction is due to the impact in projects of commercial pull carried out in 2017, which have not been fully compensated by new installations in this first quarter. Australia, on the other hand, has kept its good growth rate in residential pools. Finally, the rest of the world has also been highly influenced by foreign currencies, with a fall of 1.4% due to the late start of the campaign in the USA, which has not been compensated by the excellent evolution of our business in Latin America. On page number seven, we show the evolution of the different group's business units. The evolution of residential pools and fluid handling shows the late start of the campaign in some geographies, as we have seen in the previous page. Commercial pool decreased slightly due to the impact of a large project of Asian Games in Indonesia, Summer University in Taipei, and the fountains in Eastern Europe carried out in the first quarter of 2017, which have not been compensated fully. Water treatment shows a growth rate close to 5%, above all, thanks to the good performance of disinfection equipments. Irrigation and water treatment, domestic water treatment, reflects the impact of the divestiture at ATH, which explains a large part of the decrease. On page number eight, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reached 263 million euro. Given that there are many effects that have had an impact on the closing figure, we have calculated the adjusted net working capital. Basically, it reflects the equal perimeter associated to the purchase and sale of companies, and also the existence of earn-outs whose, well, which are short-term, for an amount of about 5 million euro. The net working capital, adjusted for all of these factors, reached 266.6 million euro, with a growth rate of 4.1%, mainly due to the growth in the stocks figure for the start of the campaign. The following page, page number nine, shows the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. As you know, the first quarter is a quarter in which we invest. It's an investment quarter to prepare the campaign. The figures during this period are very similar to the previous financial year. The use of cash before acquisitions is equal to 55.8 million euro, with a lower effect on the P&L account as a result of the non-recurring expenses associated to the Zodiac operation. Acquisitions and divestitures reflect the payment of the Cybo earn-out and the purchase of some minority partners in group subsidiaries. The net financial debt is equal to 212.6 million euro, exactly the same amount as in the previous year. Without any further ado, I'm going to give back the floor to our Executive Chairman, Mr. Louis Planes, to end this presentation of results.
Thank you, Xavier. As I was telling you at the beginning of my presentation, the general dynamics of the markets is a very positive one. Our clients keep their good muscle tone, and the campaign prospects are truly very good. In fact, the provisional figures we have for April show this tendency. The good evolution of the gross margin and the good control of ordinary expenses this quarter make us foresee a very good campaign with very good results. As you know, so far, until the closing of the merger, we cannot share joint guidance. If we look strictly at Fluidra's perimeter, we see that Europe shows a lot of structural solidity, just like Australia and Latin America. Given these dynamics, we actually reinforce our expectations for Fluidra's perimeter. That implies a sales growth of between 5% and 7% for 2018, as we shared with you last February. 2018 is focused on the implementation of Fluidra and Zodiac's merger. So far, we have closed the process of refinancing the new Fluidra. We have obtained from the competition authorities in different constituencies, and we are on the way to having the approval of the operation in the rest. Everything is running as planned, and we foresee to carry out the closing at the end of this quarter. In the meantime, our teams keep on making headway in the integration plan and the planning for the capturing of synergies in sales and costs. After these very intense months of hard work, and finally, we would like to repeat that the prospects midterm are still well aligned with the forecasts we shared with you when we announced the merger operation last November. This merger operation places us as a point of reference in all world markets and turns us into a larger, more efficient, and more profitable company. This is our commitment with the company, with our shareholders, and with our customers. The only thing I have left to do is to thank you for your participation in this multi-conference, and we will be delighted, both Xavier and myself will be delighted to answer any questions you may have for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Aloy and Xavier, for your presentation. Now we will start the Q&A with all of the questions that have been received so far. Let me remind you that in order to ask a question, you have to send them in writing through the chat lid. First question sent by Mr. Mohamed Salah from Salatrauma, and he asks: Have you foreseen approving a new strategic plan, and if so, when?
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Mohammed. As Aloy has just said, we are working on the closing of the operation during this second quarter. Part of the work implies also the preparation of a new strategic plan for the company, which we expect to be able to share with the market during the fourth quarter this year, when we come back from our summer holidays. We still haven't got the exact dates, but once we have planned it, we will share it immediately with the market.
Thank you. The next question is asked by Leonie Susquiza from Gerentis Gestión. He says, "Good morning, everybody. How is April? Could you tell us how are sales growing? Do we notice any compensation for the delay in the start of the campaign in the Northern Hemisphere during the first quarter?"
Thank you, Leon, for your question. Well, Aloy mentioned during his presentation that we expect a growth rate of about 8% this month of April. In fact, April is not yet over, and as you know, we do not make any comments about results that are specific to a month. What we've done is to anticipate this piece of data in order to give you a flavor, to give you a vision about the fact that the dynamics we see in the markets is a very good one, and it's very much consistent with the dynamics we saw in the second quarter of 2017, and we are seeing this both in the north and in the south of Europe, and in general, in all of the markets in which we work.
Thank you. The next question has been sent by Francisco Ruiz from Exane. Francisco has three questions for you. The first one: could you give us a detail of the profits before taxes and the taxes and the minorities? Second question: you announced the new financing. Could you give us greater details about the costs? Is it subject to the closing of the operation? And the third question by Paco is: could you give us greater details about the evolution of Zodiac this quarter, and how many non-recurrent expenses have you recognized between you and them?
Okay, Paco, let me start, with the last question. We cannot make any comment about Zodiac's results, as Aloy has mentioned, because we are in the very midst of the antitrust process, and we have to keep a strict separation between each company's operations. The fact is, we can only work on what would be the planning of the activities needed to operate the company jointly once we have the approval by the competition authorities. Of course, they are working in some of the markets in which we're present, and well, they see the same market trends that we have. Now, with regards to the financing details, I can actually give you some greater details. In fact, the financing process we ended in March was very, very good for the company, very satisfactory, with a demand that was significantly higher than the value of the debt we wanted to raise, which truly allowed us to improve and adjust the conditions in all of the segments of debt, in all of the debt that we raised in the market. Now, if I share with you the structure, which is very similar to the one we announced, it is a debt structure that has a Term Loan B of about 850 million euro in multicurrency, and about 400 million in euros, about 500 million in American USA dollars, and 75 million in Australian dollars. 7 years, and basically, we have been able to raise that with a margin that's a bit below the one we had shared with you. In the case of euro, it's of about 275 points, and in the case of the dollar, it's of about 225 points. And the Australian dollar
it is a bit higher. It's of about 375. Additionally to this, we have raised a revolving line of about 130 million to finance our working capital needs in Europe and an ABL to finance our working capital needs in the Anglo-Saxon world for about $230 million. Now, with all of the things, well, with all of these I'm sharing with you, basically, the average cost of the combined company would be of about 4%, bearing in mind where the rates are today. And finally, you asked me to share with you a breakdown of the minorities and the taxes. This, you know, what would be easiest is that we send you this in writing instead of starting to quote figures here. But basically, we have approximately 1.5 million euros of corporate tax, 0.1 of minorities, in order to get to the net income result after extraordinaries, you know, the last line, which would be 2.6 million euro. So I insist, if you want a full breakdown, we can send that to you in writing. Okay, thank you. The next question has been sent by Bruno Weser from CaixaBank BPI. Bruno asks five questions. The first one, the guidance of 5.5 to 7% in sales increase includes the currency impact. What's the currency impact you calculate for 2018? Second question, the gross margin has evolved very positively, but the OPEX, the sales OPEX has increased. Why? With the expected recovery of sales in the next quarters, should we expect a reduction of OPEX over sales due to the company's leverage? Third question, the recurrent EBITDA in 2018 should keep on being increased at a pace which should be twice as much as the sales. What's your calculation estimate with the merger in 2018? Fourth question, stocks have been raised above sales as opposed to what happened during the first quarter of 2017. I imagine that this is related to the start of a worse year in 2018. Should we see a normalization of this in the next quarters? Do you expect to generate cash, Fluidra, on a standalone basis? And the last question with regards to the merger, what type of synergies do you believe you'll be able to materialize already in 2018? Okay, Bruno, let me answer your questions one by one. Thank you for asking them. Okay, the guidance that we shared with you, yes, we did say 5 to 7%, as we said in our communication of results last February, which is when we said that. It included an estimate of currency evolution. I mean, that was currency net. And we thought that the dollar would be at about 1.2, okay? So we keep that guidance because the variations have not really been significant. But at any rate, I mean, in principle, they have been built up on the basis of that foreign currency scenario. And depending on what will happen throughout the year with foreign currencies, we'll adjust that and we'll share that piece of data with you. At any rate, we're always giving you both the evolution of in constant currency terms and in real terms. I mean, you can understand what the growth fundamentals that the equation has. Now, the gross margins, as you mentioned, have been increased in a significant way thanks to the sales price management and thanks to the mix improvement due to the lower weight of projects in Southeast Asia. OPEX over sales has been increased, but basically that increase is related to the late start of a campaign. In other words, we are getting ready for a campaign with growth rates of 5 to 7%, and therefore, you know, our investment and the infrastructure we have is ready for that. Clearly, the leverage, the operational gearing, as soon as we recover the volumes, I mean, everything seems to point out that we will recover them, as we have shared with you. You know, the piece of data about April, I mean, that percentage of OpEx will improve at the same time as the company's EBITDA will also be increased. Fluidra, as you well know, is a company that has an operational gearing that's quite significant, as we have shown in the last 3 years, and this should not change during this financial year. Now, with regards to the costs of the merger, you should remember that what we shared with the market last November was that we had two types of costs. On the one hand, we had the costs of the transaction itself, which we estimated at about 40 to 45 million euro, and part of those costs had to be paid by Zodiac before the merger, and another part would be paid by Fluidra. And a final part would come once the company has been fully merged. Now, we commit ourselves, you know, the moment we have the capacity to speak out and to clarify the operations from both companies, to give you the breakdown of those 40 to 45 million between both companies. But we're still within the, you know, the range of transaction costs of somewhere between 40 and 45 million. On the other hand, there is a second chapter, which are the costs necessary to obtaining the synergies. Remember that we had talked about 35 million euro in terms of synergies during the first 3 years of the operation. In order to get these 35 million euros of synergies, there were non-recurring costs of 30 million euro. And these, for the most part, will come once the company has been fully merged, for the most part. And that will fall in 2018. Most of them in 2019, and a little part of it in 2020. That's what we shared with you in November. What we said in November was that the figures for 2018 could probably be 10%. More than half will fall in 2019, and the rest in 2020. Now, your fifth question is related to the volume of stocks that the company holds, which is a little bit above, you know, it's a bit 4% above the growth of sales. As you have mentioned, I mean, this is related to the fact that the campaign started a little bit late compared to what we had foreseen, but the stocks volumes are well aligned with what we have been doing throughout the last years. I mean, this is just a specific detail about the getting ready for the campaign. And Fluidra, on a standalone basis, I mean, the company's recurrent business generates a cash flow, as it has been the case in the last few years, of somewhere between 25 and 35 million euro in a natural, organic way. And your last question is related to the synergies. Out of these 35 million, which part will occur in 2018? Well, once again, I have to talk about the presentation of results once the company is fully merged. But what we said is that bearing in mind that the merger was taking place during the second quarter, which is a quarter of campaign, this year will not be able to reflect an enormous amount of synergies. The figure would be of about, you know, the 10% I mentioned beforehand for the costs. So that will be more or less the range. But let's wait and till we have an exact date for the closing of the operation to know exactly what's the commitment for 2018. Thank you. Now we have different questions about the sales figure in April. So let's group them all together. Now, with regards to April, 8% of the 8% growth you mentioned, Is that a percentage that can be considered to be a comfortable one, bearing in mind the impact of Easter? That 8%, has it been calculated under constant currency terms? And if we had a consolidated data, piece of data about the four first months of the year, which would be the real growth in sales? Well, I've mentioned that clearly. It is not part of the company's policy to talk about the evolution of a specific individual month. We have highlighted April this quarter just to give you enough perspective that the campaign's evolution is a good one, that the market's dynamics are good, and we have shared with you a piece of data that, I mean, if you look at the first quarter with the impact of the Easter holidays in 2016, the annual composed growth based on 2016 is of 7.5%. So what is this telling us? This is telling us that the first quarter of the previous quarter was a quarter with a relevant impact. The fact is that we have had a couple of weeks of good weather and that the initial campaign, the dynamics, when we talk to our customers in Spain, France, and Italy, it's a very positive dynamics, well aligned with what we have actually observed in the market during the last years and during the last quarter. So for us, that 8% is a very good piece of data. It's a very good indicator, and we want to say that the year's guidance will be between 5% and 7% that we have shared with you throughout this presentation. So those are all of the questions we have received. We thank all of our speakers. Eloy and Xavier, thank you all for participating. And as usual, you know that the Investors Relations Department will be delighted to answer any of your questions. Thank you very much and have a very good day.